or anything about the tour itself then, Gaz, putting the tent up and down and doing all of that?
I remember it being the hardest work I've ever done in my life. I'm thinking, what the hell have I done here? It's yeah, what got me into this?
I'd run away by then.
And I also recall it was quite a wet summer, or the tour was a wet tour, so it was constantly loading and unloading really heavy wet canvases.
Yeah, I think it was the start of global warming, wasn't it, 2002? It certainly rained a lot that summer.
Was Hazel on that tour? Was she on the tent tour?
Yes, Hazel came along, yeah.
The artists were Jonathan, we worked this out earlier, didn't we? We're trying to remember. Jonathan.
The performance artists.
Jonathan, Nicky.
Dan.
Andrews and Dan. Richard Durnford. Dan Bursden. Mm-hmm. Jenny Sanderson.
Mm. Jenny Sanderson. What did Jenny do?
She did the miniature circus thing.
And she did the bees, didn't she?
Yeah, okay. It was a really nice package as a show. It was a Hitting the Target show. It was a really nice package.
Yeah. And Pete's music worked really well with it.
I still listen to that. That comes up on my kind of iTunes random. Suddenly there's Pete doing really wonky clink clonk clockwork circus music. It was a beautiful soundtrack.
Okay, and then what happened, Sean? That was 2002, and at the same time, so you let us go off on tour with Sci Circus, and at the same time we were working up the Community Immortal in the new tent. So we had our
big new
tent, and we were in Cooper's Field in Cardiff working with loads of community members.
Where did it first go up? I remember you asking on Facebook which field it first went up in.
It went up
someone's
first
parents
in
fields.
Somerset.
Yeah.
And then we put it up for Mardi Gras in Cardiff. That
was
its
the field
first
in
gig.
Somerset that I first went out with that on too. So was it pretty straight after Sci Circus we started working on that?
I kind of didn't go on tour with Sci Circus because I was organising the community for the Immortal project. So,
and well, I'd met Ree because Ree worked with me on Sci Circus properly and did the costumes and the set painting.
Yeah.
Because we'd met on, probably on now, here. Yeah. So it's the first time me and Ree properly worked together.
And Alf was working on it as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. So then we went into designing a tent show. This is quite a long time ago.
We used a lot of video in that show.
A lot of video and a lot of steel deck, and my job seemed to become all about how many pieces of steel deck we could have. And two more or two less made a huge amount of difference to how many people you could get on stage anywhere.
I think there was 120 performers in that show.
Yeah. It was tight budgeting with kind of creative. It was good. There were some good toys in there. It looked great. There was a lot of truss and a lot of tri-light and a lot of shiny steel and corrugated plastic, as I remember. And a very strange Japanese kind of wailing.
Maleed.
Maleen, indeed. And Ian in a kimono. What was that show about?
That show was about, that sort of thing, it was about
Immortal.
About trying to be different ways that people were trying to
preserve themselves
and become, you know, the thing about everlasting youth. So
downloading your brain and freezing your body and
cloning yourself,
yeah.
Ways of trying to seek immortality.
Yeah. Rebirth. That was probably Ian coming through the water cloud, wasn't it? Rebirth.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the water cloud?
Cryogenics, suspension, wasn't there?
Steve Jacobs. Yeah. And getting to use the tent for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene where that was a video scene and everyone ran out of the tent taking their clothes off and then we'd film them running around Butte Park naked in the middle of the night and then we projected that. And then they all came running back in the tent getting dressed again.
And we had Riley's funeral one night virtually there, didn't we? On the last night or sending fireworks up for Riley.
Well, we actually put Riley inside one of those fireworks.
Yeah.
And the last firework. Well, we were on site in Cooper's Field, and Riley's fireworks were being sent up
City
by
Hall.
The
yeah.
City Hall. So we wrote a song about Riley, didn't we?
There was a reggae song, yeah.
You and I are made of stardust.
It was a stardusty thing, yeah.
Born before the world began. Or
and
something.
Everybody kind of seeped out into the fields to have quiet tears in corners. It was a very sweet night.
Yeah. And that was where Riley's bar was first invented.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we named the bar after him, and that bar's travelling around with the tent as Riley's bar for many years afterwards.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So that was 2002.
Okay.
Then
so
what
that
happens?
Was 13 years ago. Then what happened? Then I think I went on holiday from the company for ages. I think I sort of we'd all had enough of the whole thing for a moment. And
well,
then Immortal was reborn
yeah.
as a Forenza show. And I didn't come back to the company until Ree Matthews got pregnant. So I came in to do Park Life maternity leave in Brighton.
That's right, and then you were on Park Life for a while, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Which was another big community show, touring huge wardrobe and making decisions at the last moment.
So Part Life was a large-scale community investigation in how the company might attack creating outdoor circus, because one of the things that had always, Orit and I had always talked about was, like, how do you make circus outdoors interesting as opposed to little people just dangling off objects without any connection to the audience? So how can we get a connection to the audience? So that was like a live research project to discover what skills would make a good show, and that moved into Barricade, which you also
designed. There was that in the middle of that bit as well. That was a big show with a lot of tyres.
Yeah.
Hugely over designed.
You did the costume design, and Dan Potra did the structure design.
Did the structural, yeah.
But
so
actually realised by Tarn the actual physics of being
Tarn and Barnes,
yeah,
yeah, in terms of the logistics of the structure. A big tour, a bit of a heavy tour for them, I think, in terms of kit, was it? But a great big show. Got huge audiences, which was a joy to get 5,000 people at Brighton and Southampton and stuff.
Where was it in France when I came with Andy and Anne to see the show and it rained horribly? And
oh, outside Cirque de Jules Verne. Yeah. We met Felipe, who does handstands. And more handstands.
We met him in Part Life, actually, when Part Life came to Glastonbury.
He came to cover for some. Oh, did he? Yeah, okay, he did Glastonbury
and
the Common the first year.
We involved the Colombians in it.
Yes. Yeah.
And then took him on to do Barricade from that.
Yeah. Living in the middle of a field in Glastonbury doing a show with people sort of doing their Glastonbury thing and watching a bit and moving on a bit. And that.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Was that the one with Tank's arm? Was it that one?
The gimbal, yeah.
Yeah.
Tank's.
Yeah.
I remember that. I was on the gimbal.
And it was we had the sweatiest tent, wardrobe tent.
That
there.
little black
tent, which just heated up with everybody in it sweating. It was the worst get out on a hangover get out of Glastonbury on Monday. Everything was sweaty and horrible and nasty, and it all just had to go back into bags. And oh, it was difficult breathing that day. Which then went on to.
So
that was the creation of the Common that year at Glastonbury. So that was the first year the Common was at Glastonbury.
They wanted something to distract people on the way over to. Was it Shangri-La in those days, or was it still Las
yeah,
Vegas?
But
I think it might have been Las Vegas.
No, there wasn't Las Vegas now. It was Shangri-La. But we had Arcadia in the next field to
That's
us,
right.
With blast jets and
yeah.
Tesla coils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that didn't really suit our kind of sense of theatre, I don't think.
That's right.
Yeah, he was a bit of competition at that time of night.
It was, really.
Because it was quite late, wasn't it?
So now they've moved Arcadia to the other side of the site altogether. But we're not, we were the guinea pigs in that whole experiment, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the project that we're doing now, Open House, started as Part Life Pod, which you were also the designer.
Which was taking it into high streets and kind of smaller venues and town squares to engage public on the streets on big open days, and they were glorious. They were beautifully sunny most of the time, and you got to see people do the most ridiculous things, enjoying themselves immensely. Wondering
why.
Well,
it's a mixture of like trying to get people to run away with the circus, literally, so having a chance to for community people to join in. But also, if you were a random shopper coming out of Tesco's, finding yourself in some acrobatic routine 5 minutes later.
Yeah. I do remember in Park Life and in Open House meetings with Orit about moments in the morning where we'd take an amount of 10-15 performers out in costume to do ridiculous things in and around the town squares.
The happenings.
Happenings.
Early morning happenings.
And people had to volunteer for them, but had to do at least one.
Yeah.
And I think it was all about entertaining me and Orit, who'd be standing somewhere in the corner of the park with a cup of coffee, watching people run around in tutus on phones. It was a joy of a job to go.
Right,
of course,
what,
I'm going to get up early and dress
morning.
Them up.
Yeah.
Dressing up parkour teams as council workers in bibs and braces, and that was fun. That was delightfully fun. Yeah,
those projects were so full on, weren't they? We were in a place for a week, and we had to rehearse like maybe up to 100 community performers into
in
a
and
show.
Out in a really
and we
tight
only had
change.
One like meeting with them and told them what to do. Made them do it on stage and then come back on Friday for the rehearsal, and then they'd be in the show on the Saturday.
And they'd be telling you on the Monday that there were probably about 20 of them, and then they'd arrive on Thursday to do a tech and there'd be 35 of them. And then they'd come for the real thing and there'd actually be 50 of them. And if you were lucky, you'd actually have 50 matching costumes just ready to go straight away. Which was brilliant in, what was the one with the big circle in the middle, the kind of killing circle?
Doncaster? No, it wasn't Doncaster.
Dormery Rings.
Dorchester. Mulberry Rings.
Mulberry's a really spooky, bad place.
We had some weird things happen
I couldn't sleep in the ring in the end. But having 50 parkour boys all turn up and all fit into a pair of blue shorts and Chinese tops was just superb. Suddenly they were scrambling everywhere and it looked like something glorious. And then we had those bloody heavy, not Harris fence things, what were they?
Wall in panels.
Walls that Orit had them all running around with, and I just, not once did I try and pick one up, but I just thought that was really cruel. Really cruel.
Yeah, that didn't go very far, the wall investigation.
It's very just effective, but it was just really nasty.
People were cutting themselves, weren't they, on there?
They were just horrible. They were just horrible. And then I finished up my glory days with No Fit State in Birmingham, doing the town square there, which were nice.
What do you remember about that one then?
Actually, the bouncy runway.
Air track.
Yeah, that was great. That's a real good seller on
and
those kind of
we
moments.
We bought an air track after that thing in Birmingham, so we own
Did
one
you?
Now for open house.
Uh-huh. That was all good work to a good cause then, wasn't it?
How does that work? What is it?
It's a blow-up trampoline.
It's like a giant
lino,
but it gives community groups that are acrobatic, tumbly parkour a sort of structure to work on.
And a bounce.
And
there's a bounce in
and
there
it's
that
safe.
Is shock worthy.
Safer than tumbling on concrete.
Oh, brilliant.
And when they get a good run-up, because they run like fuck, or just swallow dive palaver and all that, gymnastics groups.
So, is there anything else you'd like to say about your era with the companies? It's stretched over a very long time.
No.
Well, I'm going to turn it off. Thank you very much, Sean and Gaz.
More than welcome.
turn it off. There.